Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, we talk about the greatest it's ever been leaving town and some great Hall of Famers on their birthdays, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. For today, we are going to cover the March 20th football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers, just like we do each and every day of the year. But before we get started, I was reminded when I was in college, I lived with my grandmother. She lived about a mile from my school that I went to. And she had a dog that just loved to play ball. Dog always had a tennis ball in its mouth. You would be the middle of winter with, you know, 4 foot of snow outside. This dog would have the tennis ball in her mouth. She'd want you to throw the ball. That was what she lived for. And she could throw the ball to her for hours. We'd throw it probably, you know, 40, 50 yards. My grandmother had a big yard. And a dog would go get the ball, run back, middle of the summer, you know, scorching day, didn't matter. This dog would just keep going like the Energizer Bunny and not stop with the ball. Well, that sort of reminds me, it was a great memory of that dog and my grandmother, by the way, some good years, but sort of reminds me of our next story that took place March 20th, year 2020. After 20 seasons, a lot of 20s in there, in a New England Patriots uniform, six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady officially agrees to move and play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a 2-year, $50 million guaranteed deal. We look back at this now and we know the results with the Bucs winning the Super Bowl and with Brady at the helm, but at the time, many believed it would be a disaster for both Brady and the Patriots when the quarterback was separated from the genius of Bill Belichick. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick, the 199th draftee overall in the year 2000 draft. Hindsight makes it an unbelievable occurrence that there were 198 others taken before him in any draft, maybe all the drafts put together, because he is definitely the greatest quarterback that's ever put on a uniform. Now let's talk about some birthdays. March 20th, 1906, South Mill, Missouri. The awesome halfback from Tuskegee University in Alabama, Big Ben Stevenson, was born. According to the National Football Foundation, the Golden Tigers head coach, Cleve Abbott, heard about Stevenson and rushed to find him working on a farm in Kansas. After some convincing and persuasion, Abbott was able to convince Ben to join him in Tuskegee. However, the youngster would have some educational catch-up to do, so they enrolled him as a prep school student. But this ended up giving Big Ben 8 years of eligibility on the team. During those years of Stevenson as a Golden Tiger, the team suffered only 2 defeats in 8 years. He was named to numerous Negro all-time All-America teams and was voted as the game's greatest all-around player. The National Football Foundation did not deliberate long to select Ben Stevenson into their College Football Hall of Fame in 2003. During his studies, it's interesting to mention that one of his faculty mentors was none other than George Washington Carver. Ben did well academically, as well as on the football field, because he completed both his master's and his bachelor's degree before he went into coaching at various high schools and colleges around the country. March 20th, 1909, New Orleans, Louisiana. Marchie Schwartz, the University of Notre Dame's prolific halfback, counted as his birthday this day. Marchie was the last great Fighting Irish running back that Newt Rockne coached before his untimely death, per the footballfoundation.org website. As a sophomore in 1929, the Irish went 9-0, and they did one better the next season, winning 10 games without a loss. And 1931 season was played under Rockne's successor, Hunk Anderson, and the team posted a 6-2-1 record. Schwartz, for his career, put up 1,945 yards rushing for an average of 5.8 yards per carry. Not just a talented runner was Marchie. In the 1931 game against Army, he punted 15 times for 501 yards, a school record which remained unbroken well into the second half of the 20th century. The College Football Hall of Fame welcomed Marchie Schwartz into their Museum of Legends in 1974. March 20th, 1958, Pahokee, Florida. The brilliant linebacker of the University of Pittsburgh, Ricky Jackson, was born. Jackson was selected by the New Orleans Saints in the second round, 51st overall pick in the 1981 NFL Draft. What a find he was, because in his rookie year, he sacked opposing quarterbacks 8 times and led the team in total tackles. Ricky played 15 seasons in the NFL and was honored as an All-Pro 4 times and made into 6 Pro Bowls per the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 13 of those seasons were with the Saints, but he completed his final 2 years wearing the colors of the San Francisco 49ers, playing defensive end with the Niners. For his career, he tallied 128 sacks, and that doesn't even count his rookie season, which we just said he had 8.5 times in those sacks, because they weren't an official stat then. 8 interceptions, and even caused 1 safety. Richie Jackson in 2010 was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And what a great player Ricky Jackson was. And I'm sure Marchie Schwartz was. And we know Tom Brady still is, still playing at a high level as experienced by this past season. Just some great football players that we talked about today on these March 20th football history headlines. And we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoy to come back and find some value in this. And if you do, we're glad to have you each and every day. We want you to join us. So make sure you check us out at the sportshistorynetwork.com. We have all of our podcasts there. And there's many other great podcasts too, with some great hosts and some great guests. Excellent topics on sports history. You don't want to go anywhere else, because after all, that is the sports headquarters of yesteryear. That's what it is. And you can also find us on our main station, pigskindispatch.com. And you want to see all those podcasts, you want to get caught up on some of them, go to hit a /podcast after the pigskindispatch.com, and you'll find some all of our podcasts there too, including all of our bonus takes with our Football by Numbers series. We're going to be picking that back up here on Monday, going with the 19s with the Newman brothers, Andrew and Dan, from the Hello Old Sports. And then on Tuesday the 23rd, we are going to have another bonus with the number 20s, and Arnie Chapman, a football history dude himself, will be joining us for that one. So you don't want to miss it. We have some great podcasts coming up here in the next few days. You don't want to miss it. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.